I'm your host, Rebecca Blacksmith, now returning in studio with more CEOs for you to learn about leadership so you can be a better leader. Here with us now, the founder and CEO of Bickerstaff Group, Sydney Bickerstaff. Sydney, welcome to the show.
Welcome. Thank you.
And you just went through a name change. You were BSC, now you're Bickerstaff Group, and you're a full-service sports marketing, management, and event production company headquartered in Washington, D.C. since 2001 that you created.
Yes, that's correct.
Tell me a little bit about what you provide. You started out doing sports, now you're doing more.
Yes, when we started the company in 2001, my goal for starting the company was to help athletes develop off of the court. A lot of times athletes thought about what they would do on the court but didn't think about what they would do if their career ended or what they would do once they retired. So we started the company, and we had a good array, a mixture of clients. What we found was that a lot of people thought that the only thing that we could do were sports-related events. So we did a name change, and we're now called the Bickerstaff Group. And we look at ourselves as a boutique agency that specializes in event production, marketing, branding, strategy development. So that's where we are today.
Yeah. And your clients include NFL players and WNBA players, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Now, you started with, this is interesting, your dad served as an NBA coach and general manager of the Charlotte Bobcats. So is that where you got your sports interest and then decided you wanted to kind of do this business, or no? Am I making a connection there that wasn't there?
Well, no, that's a great connection. He started off, like, we moved to Maryland when I was 5 years old, and he started off with the Washington Bullets. So he's been in this industry since 73. Currently now he's a vice president with the Charlotte Bobcats. But I, through that time got to meet a lot of different athletes, was exposed to a lot. Our whole family is like diehard sports fans.
So you pretty much had to do this business.
So pretty much, it was just kind of, it was natural. It was like a natural fit. I since I was a young girl, I've always said that I wanted to do my own business. And my father was always like, okay, you have to go to school first, figure out what you want to do. And so I've always had that passion, like I said, to be able to help athletes. So it kind of all tied together, once I kind of worked different locations, did different things. But I knew I loved events. I knew I loved, like, marketing and strategizing and things of that nature. So it kind of all.
And your background, you have an MBA from Florida A&M University.
Mm-hmm.
So you decided to go the whole business route before starting this.
Yes, I got my undergrad, and then I went straight through and got my master's. And kind of at Florida A&M, they didn't have like a sports marketing program. So I kind of talked with some of our professors there, and they helped me kind of create my own like independent study classes so that I could go the route of sports marketing.
And one of your big clients, and of course we're speaking with Sydney Bickerstaff, founder and CEO of the Bickerstaff Group now, is the State Farm Bayou Classic.
Yes.
Which was located in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And tell us a little bit about that story, about how you had to actually move the event right before Hurricane Katrina, or right after Hurricane Katrina.
Yes. Basically, I've been working on that event since 99. And in the year that Hurricane Katrina came to New Orleans, we had everything pretty much planned. We knew what we were doing, and then Hurricane Katrina hit. So we had like less than a month and a half to figure out where we were going to relocate this game to, how we were going to do it, which was just, it was amazing. I mean, I know that was, we had a lot of help from the man above, with doing mm-hmm. that, because basically we had to send out bids to various cities to find a city that could actually host the game. We ended up relocating the game to Houston, Texas. We played it at Reliance Stadium, which was great because there were a lot of people who left New Orleans and went to Houston. And Houston was a great city for us. They welcomed us, opened up their arms, and just said, we're here for you. So it was very challenging, but we got through it. We worked long hours, but,
And you didn't have to build out staff for that month and a half. You were able to keep your staff and just work like crazy.
Right. My staff, if you talk to them, they're probably like, yeah, we remember that well. But it was, it was good. It was really good. Like we did, everybody pulled together and we worked to make sure that, this event happened and that it still went off, with the same, flavor that you had in New mm-hmm. Orleans. You brought that to Houston. So you introduced a whole new market to this event.
And what was interesting is you started getting calls from other cities immediately after the hurricane hit.
Right. Immediately, Atlanta called us. Orlando called us. it was somewhere in Birmingham, Alabama. They called us just to say, because they knew with what had happened that we were going to, you know, have to find a new home for this game. So a lot of people reached out to us to say, hey, you know, we're here. Yeah. You know, send us information. Let us know what you need. So that was great.
Wow. And then you brought the game back a year later. You went to Houston, then you brought it back. And you had, was it 40,000 people?
About 40,000 people came back. So, it, you know, from this game, and you're used to seeing the high ends of the, you know, 68,000, 70,000 fans, over 200,000 people in the city, to kind of come back and you only had about 40,000 people at the game, you know, it was hard. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people just weren't sure if New Orleans was really ready, you know, what it was like. And so last year, 2007, was our second year back in New Orleans, and we were up over, like, close to 55,000 people. And a lot of people came back. They stayed in the city. So it was good to see all the traffic and all the vehicles and people coming back. So it was great.
Wow, wow. That's what a great story to, you know, to pull through a tough time, too. You know,
yes.
Now you do. We mentioned some of the clients. You have NFL players, et cetera, and you approach soliciting appearances and endorsements and running camps and charity events for your clients. How do you approach that? How do you go about that?
A lot of it is word of mouth. Like, you might have a client. So if I might say I have an NFL client, and if I do work for him, you know, and of course they love our work, they will refer, because, like, their teammates may come and participate in their events, so their teammates will talk to you and they'll say, well, hey, I'm trying to do this. And yeah. So you kind of, you have that connection there. Then also I might meet, you know, an athlete somewhere, or I might even deal with an athlete's agent and talk to that athlete's agent about, okay, you have this roster of clients, these are the services that we can provide, you know, to assist you.
Yep.
And to assist your clients. So
And when you go out, you often act as a sponsorship firm for events. So you go around and you try to, you know, you'll do a charity gala or you'll do an event, like we said, the State Farm Bayou Classic. How do you approach getting sponsors?
Well, I have two people on staff, and that's, like, their core
job
is, you know, bringing in new business as well as sponsorship. So what they do is, it does take a long time. Like, when you go out and you're trying to reach out to different clients, to customers, and you're talking to different firms, and you're trying to, basically, you really have to understand what it is that they need. You really have to understand their objectives and their goals, because I'd say, like, 10 years ago, a lot of people just sponsored events just because.
Yep.
But now, you know, we have to really talk to them about how we can help them reach their objectives and goals. If it's a company like a Coca-Cola, you also want to help them move their product.
Yeah.
So they don't want to just put money up to sponsor an event. They also need to move product, you know, increase sales. So we have to find those, you know, niches and show them, like, why this event can do this for them.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a lot of thought. Now, and there's also, sounds like, a lot of calculation, too.
Yeah.
Have you ever taken on an event where it was a lot harder in a certain area than you expected?
Yeah, a lot of times when we've worked on new projects and a client has hired us and it's a new project from scratch, you try to anticipate certain things,
mm-hmm.
but it might be a little bit harder. Like, they might have an anticipation that, you know, well, this is a new event, it's a great event, we can get $1 million in revenue.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
You're saying, well, that might not be the case, because what we try to do is really lower expectations and say, don't anticipate year one or two that you're going to get this much, because a lot of times sponsors want to see what your event can do by itself.
Yeah.
So you do find times where you have to kind of be that bad person to tell your client, come back down, you know, he's probably going to be on this level. But, you know, you get through it.
Now, you were named a woman to watch by Washingtonian Magazine in 2006. So my question for you then is, what leadership skills should we watch in you?
Good question. When that happened, I mean, to me, that was, like, amazing, because I'm like, all the people that are in this city, you know, and you selected me. But I think for me, like, the leadership skills that I try to deliver are, one is leading by example, to lead with a purpose, and to inspire, you know, people around me to operate at their best. So that's kind of, like, my leadership style. I'm not a micromanager. I'm kind of like, here, this is your project. You handle it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
interesting. Yeah. And have you changed your leadership style over time?
Yes.
Okay. In what ways?
Yes. Probably in the beginning, when I first started the business, I probably was, you know, more hands-on because you want to make sure that people have your vision, that people, you know, really understand what you're trying to do. But then you learn that you do have to trust people and that, you know, you have to give them responsibility and allow them to grow. So I think that I've kind of, you know, backed
Step
off
out.
Some and said, okay, you know, you're here. This is your responsibility and giving them that room.
What? How many employees do you have currently?
It's a total of five of us, five full-time employees.
And so when you plan an event, you contract out or you take events where you can take it on with your full staff?
Well, no, what we do is like, for instance, for like the Bayou Classic, I bring in about 15, like I'll call them contractors,
yeah,
that actually come down and work on the event and work on site. But we do all of the management and all of the coordination internally with our you know, five full-time employees. And then we also have interns. We have an internship program in the fall, the spring, and the summer. So we pull from a lot of the colleges in the area. So
that really helps.
Yeah, it Good. Helps out a lot.
And you've changed your You went from sports to also with this name change. We've talked about how you changed from BSC, Bickerstaff Sports Entertainment, over to the Bickerstaff Group so that your clients could be more aware of how you don't just do, you know, NFL players and entertainment events, but you also do any type of event planning.
Correct.
So in that name change, where do you want to take your company forward?
Moving forward, we want to take the company. Like right now we have an office in Dallas and we have an office in New Orleans, you know, in mm-hmm. addition to our Washington, D.C. office. But like in the future, I see expanding the company, you know, and having offices like in the major cities, you know, across the United States, because we're based in D.C., but we don't do a lot of events in D.C. We really do events everywhere else. So I look at like in the future of having a West Coast office, having an office in New York City, you know, mm-hmm. And having an office in Florida, like in the major metropolitan areas, and being able to have offices there so that you're not just pulling so you're not just pulling off of your core staff here.
Yep. And do you still, I mean, you know, your heart is sports. Do you have passion about any type of event?
Well, yeah, I mean, my heart is in sports, and like with the Bayou Classic, that's a football game. We work with the NBA every year during All-Star weekend, so that's basketball. But you know, I love sports, so we will still probably always have, you know, sports-related projects in our portfolio.
Excellent. Now, you said the NBA exhibition games in fall 2006, but you also did the All-Star. The
NBA All-Star game. Mm-hmm.
What's your involvement in that?
With the NBA All-Star game, we're responsible for all of the talent that participates in Jam Session. So Jam Session is the NBA's like fan-friendly event where people get to come and see like different athletes. Like, so they'll see NBA, they may see NFL, they'll see actors, actresses, you know, singers and that sort of thing. And we're responsible for all of that talent movement. So we make sure that they get into the building, they make it to their appearances, and that they get out of the building, which is always the best part of the day, because you might start off with 50 people coming in and it's good to check them off to see
Good.
Them when they're going. But
so yeah. You really enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you get does your family get to come out to events?
Yes, my family comes out and they support me, you know, a lot. My first 2 years when I started my company, my parents came down to New Orleans and they were there, and they even had jobs on site, so it was great.
Little project coordinators.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks so much. We appreciate talking to you, Sydney. It's been a pleasure, and best of luck with everything, the State Farm Bayou Classic and your NBA All-Star Weekends, everything.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it. And, of course, Sydney's bio and her podcast will all be available at theleaderspot.com. So at any point, you can listen to this podcast and hear pieces of her leadership story, how she built her company and it started out as sports and, you know, went over to entertainment and eventually encapsulated all different facets of event management. That's all there at theleaderspot.com, where you can download her interview or any other CEO interview that you'd like. I'm your host, Rebecca Blacksmith, here on The Leader Spot, talking with CEOs about leadership stories after this.
The Leader's Spot.
The Leader's Spot.
With Rebecca Blacksmith. An interview show hosted by a leader about top leaders and for all leaders. The Leader's Spot with Rebecca Blacksmith. Hear business leaders from the Washington, D.C. area talk about decision-making, leadership, and strategy. Airing Wednesdays at 11 a.m., Thursdays at 3 p.m., and Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Washington Business Radio 700 a.m. and airing all the time at theleaderspot.com. The Leader's Spot with Rebecca Blacksmith.
Thanks to this sponsor of The Leader Spot, the Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax Hotel, just minutes from I-66 and 50, provides business meeting and banquet rooms for up to 300 guests with a professional staff that stays focused on the details so you don't have to. The latest in audio-visual equipment and technology, as well as full banquet catering for all tastes and meeting budgets. Visit our website today, theleaderspot.com, and click on Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax for a meeting room discount for your next business meeting. Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax, everything for business, right where you need it.
Are you announcing a charity event, completing a merger, raising venture capital, launching a new product line or service for your business? Then consider becoming a sponsor of The Leader Spot, where you can place your brand in the context of a positive leadership radio and podcast show filled with CEOs from across the D.C. area. Call 484-883-3716 to sponsor The Leader Spot. That's 484-883-3716 for sponsorship. 484-883-3716.
Dennis Coall Architects restored the most significant Beaux Arts building in the state of Virginia, the Hanley Library of Winchester. Be it through new construction, historic preservation, or environmentally friendly design, visit CoallArchitects.com. For libraries, museums, corporate buildings, colleges, and specially designed houses, if you want architecture on your agenda, fusing function with beauty, then visit CoallArchitects.com. That's CoallArchitects.com.
If you have trouble keeping your laser printers working or keeping the right parts and toner in stock, then contact MarketPoint, a laser printer service parts company. With both East and West Coast operations, we are your printer parts and supply resource with overnight capability and technical staff on call to help diagnose and fix problems. Call 877-365-1903. Or visit MarketPoint.com to learn more about how both OEM and remanufactured parts are available, along with compatible toner and supplies and remanufactured HP and Lexmark laser printers. So no matter where your printer part is going, we've got you covered. Call MarketPoint, a master parts distributor, at 877-365-1903. That's 877-365-1903. Or visit them at MarketPoint.com.
Thanks to this sponsor of The Leader Spot, the Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax Hotel, just minutes from I-66 and 50, provides business meeting and banquet rooms for up to 300 guests with a professional staff that stays focused on the details so you don't have to. The latest in audio-visual equipment and technology, as well as full banquet catering for all tastes and meeting budgets. Visit our website today, theleaderspot.com, and click on Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax for a meeting room discount for your next business meeting. Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax, everything for business, right where you need it.
Are you announcing a charity event, completing a merger, raising venture capital, launching a new product line or service for your business? Then consider becoming a sponsor of The Leader Spot, where you can place your brand in the context of a positive leadership radio and podcast show filled with CEOs from across the D.C. area. Call 484-883-3716 to sponsor The Leader Spot. That's 484-883-3716 for sponsorship. 484-883-3716.
Dennis Coall Architects restored the most significant Beaux Arts building in the state of Virginia, the Hanley Library of Winchester. Be it through new construction, historic preservation, or environmentally friendly design, visit CoallArchitects.com. For libraries, museums, corporate buildings, colleges, and specially designed houses, if you want architecture on your agenda, fusing function with beauty, then visit CoallArchitects.com. That's CoallArchitects.com.
The Leader's Spot.
The Leader's Spot.
With Rebecca Blacksmith. An interview show hosted by a leader about top leaders and for all leaders. The Leader's Spot with Rebecca Blacksmith. Hear business leaders from the Washington, D.C. area talk about decision-making, leadership, and strategy. Airing Wednesdays at 11 a.m., Thursdays at 3 p.m., and Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Washington Business Radio 700 a.m. and airing all the time at theleaderspot.com. The Leader's Spot with Rebecca Blacksmith.